This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I was just thinking to myself, hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go. I hardly consider this work, although it's a job. It's hardly, when we think of work, we think of physical labor, right? Oh, heave-ho, lifting, pushing, and working through things.
Oh, right. Some grunt.
Yep. All right, so there's Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here with you. Good News Department has a focus on the world's first 100% hydrogen-powered train, which is now running regional service in Germany, not using diesel, using hydrogen. But hydrogen is still something that comes from fossil fuel, although it's supposed to be better because it burns cleaner than does. You look around to the major bus fleets in our country, like in California, where you are, Jennifer, in Los Angeles, they crow about the fact that it's 100% hydrogen-fueled. It's liquid hydrogen, but it's hydrogen-fueled, those buses are. There's some tractors on some farms, but it's very awkward on the farm. There is some, you won't, it isn't something you'd use in a smaller vehicle. You wouldn't use it in a car. Probably wouldn't use it in a truck either. It seems to be because it requires space, because the liquid takes up more space than does normal fuel. So if you're running a train, I'd be interested to see pictures. I didn't see pictures of this train, but this is the first company to utilize complete hydrogen fuel cell trains on their lines. Most of the train travel is electric in Europe now, and much of it in our country, at least on the East Coast, the main line between Boston, New York, and Washington is all electric. I don't know if there's any. There's no electric stuff really in Los Angeles or
not much,
in California. No.
One of the big stories, though, last week, because, you know, the push to sell energy-efficient vehicles and all that in California, only EVs, basically, electric vehicles, will be allowed after 2035. So one of the local news guys was actually driving an electric big rig.
Electric big semi.
Like a truck. Yeah, big rig truck.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about an electric big rig?
It's a ridiculous reality until there are more charging stations because they can't possibly serve the needs. I mean, it's great. It's a nice and interesting idea. But the practical, that's where the impracticality of stuff that happens in California is legion. It's so ridiculous. It's a great idea, but where is the infrastructure to back it up? It doesn't exist. You can't run across, trucks maybe if you use them locally, that's okay, around Los Angeles, around Boston, around New York, around whatever, that's all right. But if you're going to do cross-country, no. The infrastructure even close to being there. It just isn't. So, anyway, the hydrogen stuff, and that's another thing. There are, in the cities, there are fuel stations, mostly in the bus terminals, the public bus terminals. There's a little bit, once in a while you find it in a service station, but not often. So you wouldn't find hydrogen either. And what about the big investment that they have made? It's a great way for the government to take tax money and use it to create some new jobs, new businesses. The fact that we've got electric, yeah, that's fine, but same thing, whether it's an electric train or electric car, whatever it is, the trains have to be powered by an overhead line. So, and there's a rail line, and so, okay, it's easier to do that, but with a car, with a truck, it's nonsense. Anyway, the good news about hydrogen-powered trains is that it really is pretty good for health, well-being, higher emissions cost of a diesel locomotive. The regional lines in Germany, anyway, there were, you know, in the cities, emission problems and yada, yada. We've all become more aware of this stuff, and I guess it's a good thing that we think about these things. we're all trying to live longer and better and healthier. How come then the question would be the average lifetime has gone the wrong way, in America at least, over the last 10 years instead of going up, which it has done consistently for, you know, pretty much forever. Now, instead of, what is the average? Well, the average was 79.7 years, and now it's off back to 78.2 or something. I suppose the pandemic is one of the reasons for it, but there are other influences in this. Anyway, I guess by the way, these trains, just there's a model that's been developed around hydrogen that goes 621 miles before it needs to be refueled.
Huh.
So that's, you can enter city service in Europe pretty easily. Again, the buses are powered that way because they don't, they fuel them every day. When I was in the bus business, we fueled the buses every day, too, with diesel. And it was, I remember, this is one of the moldy oldies. I don't talk about this much. One of the many things I've done in my life was to, I took over when I was very young, a bus company that was small, and then, surprise, surprise, over 12 years, it grew into this monstrosity, and until, we had the fuel crisis in the late 70s, and it pretty much put all of us out of business, because there, at that time, there had never been a fuel crisis, at least, in quotation marks, where
you're
fuel
was... gas lines and stuff, right?
Right, yeah. When Jimmy Carter was president, 1978, late 78 it started, through 1979 and into 1980, I don't remember what Reagan did. Maybe it was just a change in philosophy or change in reality, but the whole business about not having enough fuel somehow or other was changed. It's interesting, the personality. Jimmy Carter was kind of a tough ass, tight ass when it came to this sort of thing, and he wouldn't give in to what he said was blackmail from the oil companies, and so they showed him a thing or two who was really running things. It wasn't the president, it was the oil companies that were running things. And we had problems in the Middle East. I mean, all of that stuff came together, but I'm honestly not remembering what got us out, other than Reagan played ball with the oil companies. But there was another, there had to have been something deeper than that that went on. I don't remember what it was, but at any rate, what would we do here in America? There are, locomotives. Can we run on hydrogen here? I'll bet you. Diane Feinstein's husband who was going to run that? They spent $500 million to develop a fast train between San Francisco and L.A. and it never went anywhere.
Anywhere.
How much money was spent on that, developing it, and didn't go anywhere?
Well, and he made all the money from it because you take a ton of government money and then the environmental paybacks you got from the federal government.
Yeah.
That was when Trump got into office and he said, this train isn't going anywhere. You owe us however many millions the federal government gave you. Remember, he ticked off Gavin Newsom.
Right.
He's like, this isn't going anywhere. No one's being served by it, so you owe us however many millions of dollars it was.
I don't know if they
ever got it back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bet they didn't.
Pretty funny.
At any rate, but, there would be, that would be a place to try hydrogen between San Francisco and L.A. The track, see, what they did when they started the fast train on the East Coast, they upgraded the lines. There was, the MAGA, it's called a MAGA train. It's MAGA, it's not MAGA.
I'm sorry,
Make
what?
America Great, yeah, I know.
It's a MAGA. I was on that train once.
I know you were. For 4 years you were on that
Still
train.
Still riding it, actually.
Yeah, right, exactly. I think it's come off the rails. However, in Japan, there is a magnetic train, and they call it the MAGA train, for magnet something or other. I don't remember what they, but at any rate, so it goes 190 miles an hour and basically is propelled with magnets. It's fascinating as to how it works, but that sort of thing was thought of here and it didn't get anywhere because it didn't use some kind of fuel. And so they developed and
You said the magnets are fascinating.
Fascinating, yes. Okay, I'll remember that. Here we go into the time when the electric service started from Boston to New York to Washington. They redid the rail superstructure so the trains could go 100 and up to 140 miles an hour. They had the electric, they fixed the infrastructure of the overhead wires so that it was continuous. And that was a real job, getting, into, for example, the train station in New York and Baltimore and Washington, the business of all the electric stuff that was necessary to make that all work. So, anyway, I just think it's the tip of the hat to the American worker for that, for the people, the engineers who create. See, there's another. Engineers are people, too. They should enjoy the fruits of their labors. It isn't just the people that physically work. Use your brain. And hopefully we acknowledge those people, too, as we think about the laborers in our country. But anyway, back to the trains for just a second. It'd be fascinating to see how this all works, if it can be done here. I'm sure. What's the old expression? Where there's a will, there's a way?
Absolutely.
Right? So I'll bet you we'll see some of these. Somebody will figure out how to, some corrupt politician will figure out how to slice it through in California or elsewhere. Funny, you never see any of these things in Montana or in Idaho, right? There's no population center there, so we're not going to do it. No, right, exactly. That's what they say. I think it should be built. You're going to build them everywhere. Right? Well, it's the whole big deal. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his podcast. Don't forget our Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. Most recent Ken Kronhaus is a podcast that focuses on opioids, who needs them, who doesn't need them. Also, we discuss postpartum depression. And the usual updates on COVID. It seems that the never-ending story, right? It's the never-ending story of COVID. Anyway, get your podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer at 18 after the hour.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Airline.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The only wholesome bread that you're ever going to hear me talking about is made from wheat that has been ground into flour by a stone-type mill within just a few hours of its conversion to bread. You have to get such flour from a supplier who grinds wheat daily, or you get a small mill and you grind your own wheat.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug here with some celebrity news, some of the gossip, the social media, a little of Doug's dirt, if you will. And so there's a list that's been created, Jennifer, that is focused on the EGOT status.
Right.
Of very EGOT is the abbreviation for Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, and Tonys. So who have gotten there? There are tons of people. Richard Rogers, Helen Hayes, Rita Moreno, John Gielgud, Audrey Hepburn, Marvin Hamlisch, Jonathan Tunick, Mel Brooks, Mike Nichols, Whoopi Goldberg, Scott Rudin, Robert Lopez, Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice, John Legend, Alan Menken, Jennifer Hudson. Wow, that's interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, so there are. There's a focus on Adele and on Eminem and Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, who apparently got themselves closer to reaching that status, having an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Let's see here. Adele scored her first Emmy Award in the... when is that going to be aired?
The Variety Special. It's the one she did already, I think.
Yeah.
The one, remember, at Griffith,
oh, right.
Park,
one
at the
night
Griffith
only.
Observatory. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. Eminem won the Best Variety Special Award for his appearance at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yep.
Earlier this year. McCartney and Starr both received an Emmy in the documentary nonfiction category for their roles as producers of the Beatles' Get Back. Ringo is 82. Can you imagine?
Wow.
McCartney turned 80. So all four of these musicians who have won Oscars and Grammys are now just one award shy of earning that status, having an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Adele has to be the one that's most likely to get a Tony, don't you think? Can't you see her on Broadway in something?
Yeah. I can. Yes, I think you're right about that. Anyway, the term, if you go back to the old days of Miami Vice, when Philip Michael Thomas was basically, he coined the term because he had all of those things. And so it's interesting to see who else is on the list. In addition to Adele and Eminem and Ringo and McCartney, there are 28 other people who are in the same boat, who are one Tony Award away, for example, from winning let's see here, Jennifer Lopez, Julie Andrews, Burke Bacharach, among others, Cher. That'd be interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm looking at a lot of producers, Ron Howard, Randy Newman, some of these people we all know, Martin Scorsese. And I wonder John Williams, I could see him. Barbara Streisand, all are on that list as well, of just being one of one winnership. Is that what it is? Does that sound like a word?
Yeah.
Winnership away.
One winnership away.
Carol Burnett is 89 years old. There are a lot of people who are advocating for her to have an SNL run. The same as, when Betty White, there was a big thing, come on, let's have it. So
I'm totally for this. She's done the variety show before. They should absolutely take advantage of it before it's too late.
Yeah,
she's
right, fabulous. Exactly.
She's great.
Yeah, she's one of those other EGOT winners, I think, as well. So Burnett gets the gig. I'm expecting to see that headline at any point. 28 after the hour on the D. Doug's. Jennifer, see, you've confused me. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
European energy prices surged after Russia shut down natural gas flows through a major pipeline, threatening to add economic woes for businesses and households across the continent. Natural gas futures in Northwest Europe, which reflect the cost of fuel in the wholesale market, jumped more than 30% in early trading Monday. Samsung Electronics is warning some U.S. customers that their personal data was exposed in a recent breach. The company stressed the breach did not involve Social Security numbers or credit card or debit card numbers, but said the data such as name, contact, and demographic information, date of birth, and product registration information may have been affected. It was kind of unclear, though, exactly what demographic information may include. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
She retired in May, was suspended for 3 days by the school in April of 2021, and received a formal written reprimand that same month for addressing a biological female student by the student's birth name. The workforce in America has become stronger than ever.
On this Labor Day weekend, are workers more empowered than ever? Employment expert Jim McCoy says the quiet quitting trend, the push for better pay and conditions at work, isn't going anywhere.
Despite a very slight uptick, we're at an all-time low in unemployment, and there are certain sectors, tech in particular, healthcare, where unemployment rates are below 1%. So the reality is employees have a lot of power to be able to determine how they want to work and where they want to work.
From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Today is Labor Day and Bob Newhart's birthday. Bob on Conan from 2006.
Usually when I go into a town, people say, you sure look like him. But now I get the, I voted for you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Canadian teacher found a fossil that's older than me.
But by a couple hundred million years. 300 million years.
This could rewrite the fossil record book. The Canadian school teacher's name is Lisa Cormier. And what she found could be 300 million years old.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, some of his music, hello. hello, are we on? Yes, we are. It's 34 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Here's some good news about a company that's mass-producing T-shirts from, this is a very interesting waste focus. Company seeking to target the worst aspects of wasteful fast fashion, demonstrate the profitability of one of the most interesting garments in the world. Do you wear T-shirts? I never have seen you. You don't wear T-shirts. I can't imagine. Huh?
I wear T-shirts every once in a while.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I've never seen you
work
in a T-shirt.
Out, hang out. Yeah, it's not really out, but...
Out. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, anyway, the idea here is for us to come up with something good utilizing the second largest source of cotton. This is a new company called T-Mill. T-E-E-M-I-L-L. Their business model is making mass-produced T-shirts from old mass-produced T-shirts. How about that? How many of us have T-shirts? Right? I mean, think about all the. I've got all kinds of farm T-shirts that I wear on occasion. They have tractor pictures, pictures of my children on them. I don't wear them on the farm because then they get dirty and the white. So I always wear, in the summertime, my uniform is usually a pair of khaki pants, gray or blue, that won't show the dirt so much, and a dark T-shirt that I wear. That's pretty much my outfit during the day. And that for years and years and years, I've had the same sort of staple outfit, and it's all cotton. And so these people realize that there are T-shirts, businesses everywhere. I don't know, you've probably at CRN, Jennifer runs a business with her dad called the Cable, well, it used to be the Cable Radio, it's now CRN Talk. But I bet you've had T-shirts made over the years, right?
100%, yep. Yeah. I have some in my drawers right now.
Exactly. So how many of us, this is the question, how many of us have T-shirts in our drawers that we never wear?
Maybe even a lot.
Yeah. Same thing can be said for wearing a sweatshirt. T-shirt, sweatshirts are all made out of cotton. So anyway, the second largest, the usage of cotton. Cotton's great. I love cotton. I don't like wearing wool. But, you know,
wear wool out on the farm during the summer?
Ugh. Well, I don't mean that. In the wintertime, you know, I don't like wearing wool.
Too itchy.
Yeah. So, anyway, this outfit's got 500 different cotton T-shirts that they're selling, and that I've heard of the term fast food, but I never heard of fast fashion before. That's where T-Mail apparently comes in. They have gathered up truckloads of clothing that apparently were aimed or destined for a landfill or to be burned. What a waste, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. Well, this is brilliant. It
happens all the time, though. People just throw that kind of stuff out. I always donate my stuff, but then you wonder at some point someone's going to throw it out. So this is a great thing.
So what they do is they find the old T-shirts, they grind them up into cotton fibers, they sterilize them, and they remake new T-shirts in a pair of carbon-neutral factories that are all powered by renewable energy. We get told constantly as consumers, change what you buy, make better choices, educate yourself, yada, yada, says the founder Mark Drake Knight of T-Mill. So when we try to do our bit, buy products made from organic materials, products that are designed in such a way they don't eventually end up in a landfill, the more we look, the more we learn that almost everything in the world is made the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Think about where your shirts. Most every shirt comes with a QR tag that is, I'm talking about the stuff that comes from T-Mill, that explains when you click on the QR thing. Do you just take a picture and something comes up? I've never even tried.
Yeah, if you just open your camera and you hover over the QR code, it takes you to a website.
Really?
You don't actually have to take a picture of it. It just reads it and takes you to a website.
Okay. All right, anyway, so I thought this was neat. This is using economies of scale. Now, some of these shirts are $25, right? I have T-shirts for my farm that I had my friend Russ and his family. They have a huge business.
He's awesome.
In
I miss Russ. He's great.
Fabulous guy. Yeah, he's around. Yeah. So they embroider stuff, and we created a logo, and all the Easley Farm stuff that you would see at my website, the farm website, Easley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EasleyFarm.com. We had some good day. We have a lot of hats and things that we've given away over the years for the Good Day Show as well. Probably ought to get some new ones, but it's all using cotton, and I'll bet he would be the sort of guy that would embrace buying T-shirts from these people.
Yeah,
I would. It's a recycling gig. That's what it is. Fabulous. Smart. So anyway, it's something to be, I wonder how they'll promote, this is something that ought to be in the big department stores. It ought to be online. Maybe it's on Amazon or elsewhere. I'm actually thinking, how about we go to I'm looking for a website. I don't see it. T-E-E-M-I-L-L. All right?
T-Mill.
Yeah, look that up and see what you can find, will you? T-E-E-M-I-L-L. We'll look that up as you listen to a couple of important announcements, and we'll see where we go with that right after this.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All right, 43 half the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. So you looked up, you went to the tea mill. This is like a free ad for them, but I think this is worth some time here. Tea mill, T-E-E-M-I-L-L. What'd you find?
Well, it's a website where you can actually make your own clothing line. So I don't know
really?
If that's where you can. Yeah, and it says it's sustainable.
Great.
So
yeah,
I guess that's how they pitch it, is if you want your own clothing line, they must put it on these T-shirts that have been recycled. So that's pretty cool.
Right. Yep. Recycling, upcycling. That's a new term. Upcycle. I haven't heard that before.
That's when you take junk and turn it into something else.
Oh, I thought that was what?
Upcycle.
What? I thought that was recycle.
Recycle. Yeah, I think they just it's catchier now. So if you take like a bucket, like a plant came in or something, and then you make it into something that you use in your house, or like a coffee can into a planter, that's upcycling.
Okay. All right, here's an interesting and important story. It's more good news, I guess, in a manner of speaking, the celebration of life of an American nun who is now in her 80s. She was kidnapped in Africa 5 months ago and has been found alive.
Africa?
Sister Sue Ellen Tennyson, a member of the Maronites of Holy Cross down in Louisiana, kidnapped by armed gunmen in the West African nation of Burkina. I never even heard of that country before. Have you?
Mm-mm.
I never heard of her. So the FBI went looking for her. She's 83 years old, kidnapped from her home. This is a country that's bordered by Ghana and Niger. Okay, so now I know kind of where it is. So there was a letter that was sent to the Maronites, and it basically said, "We've got your nun. What are you going to do about it?" Apparently, the nun was taken by 10 gunmen without her blood pressure medication, and so the church thought she would die.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
But they found her, and she's still in good health after 5-6 months of captivity. There's no information on what she was taken for or the release. They all said, as you might imagine, they were grateful to God for her safety and her return. So this reminds, this looks like a, you know how the FBI shows now are on, the Dick Wolf shows on Tuesday nights. There's FBI, there's FBI International, FBI Most Wanted. This would be a good, this is a good FBI International.
A good
story.
Plot, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so she's okay for those of you who may have heard that story. Other people in the news, a pilot who threatened to intentionally crash into a Walmart down in Tupelo, Mississippi.
What a wild story.
charged with grand larceny and making terroristic threats. Denied bond, 29-year-old Corey Wayne Patterson, other than being a nutcase. He stole a twin-engine Beechcraft plane from the Tupelo Airport, took off on a ride for an hour or so, and he landed. Actually, the police got him when he landed. But apparently he said, I'm going to crash into the Walmart. If you don't do, I don't know, what is he looking for? The police didn't say, they just said warned residents to evacuate the Walmart and that neighborhood. So he circled around, apparently, the Walmart for quite a long time, and they convinced him to return to the Tupelo Airport. From what I gather, looking at this and the information that's here, Jennifer, he really didn't know how to fly.
Right. Well, right? He stole this plane. I mean, he knew enough, I guess, to be dangerous.
To get it off the ground. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but what the heck he was thinking, and then evacuating the Walmart. I mean, it was a big news story over the weekend. My CNN alerts were going off. And
ding, 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 ding.
Because at first you think it's a terrorist, and then you realize it's, I guess, in some ways
some
he
nutcake.
Is.
Yeah, yeah, he is. Yeah, a nutcake. All right, speaking of your flying, NASA says the National Aeronautics and Space Administration is not going to launch that Artemis moon mission now for a couple of weeks. It looks like September 19th. They had tried last week twice, including on Saturday. And then the second after that, they decided to scrub it. And they don't have another window for a couple of weeks. So they've had a problem with one of the rocket engines was the reason the first time it went down. And then I don't know whether they couldn't get good weather or whatever it was, but the problem has been troubleshooted. Is that the word? Can you
troubleshot.
Troubleshot. Thank you. That's troubleshooted. Hello, what's the matter with me, the English guy? Troubleshooted? I'm going to go out and shoot at that person.
I shooted some trouble, that's for sure.
I just shooted at somebody. What's the matter with me? All right, James, you can have your fun now because I'm always correcting James in his Texas English, which is Texa-Mexa English. What do they call it? Spanglais and Frenchies. And right, Texas. They should call it Texas. People in Texas, so this is not. We have three or four, what, stations? Five? I don't
know. Not anymore if you just insulted their.
Anyway. So this is, you know how long, this is really, this is mind-boggling. It's been a half a century since we went to the moon. Think about our lives and what's happened. You weren't alive when this happened. I certainly was. And it was the most galvanizing moment in the history of mankind. Never has there been a time when the Earth was more united and focused on one thing than that launch in 1969.
That's why we should have never gotten rid of our space program.
Nope, should have kept going. Absolutely. One of the most outrageous things. It goes back to Bush, and Obama didn't do him any favors. You know, all of these people, they haven't got a clue. At any rate, next flight. This rocket, let's see, is they're trying to get the thing out to check the moon out, and now they go there, and then they keep doing it. So, that's the Artemis story. It's 10 before the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's
price health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As my friend James says, how do you say that in Texas? What is it? That sounds
all
like
right.
Just say all right.
Right. That's Matthew McConaughey, who's a Texan, right? That's what he said.
All right.
Yeah, right. That's what he said. Yeah. All right. Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen at the ready. 53 after the hour. It's time for Farm, Food, and Family News. Tommy the K is not around today, so we go to Wendy's for the latest E. coli breakout. Is there any fast food or any local chains, too, but that hasn't been affected by this packaged lettuce? Nobody seems to learn how much better and smarter it would be to buy local. All these fast food joints get their food, all of it, from those food suppliers like USA Foods, and there's like a half a dozen of these outfits all around the country, and so they bring this stuff in because it's cheap, but it's all wrapped up. And so now E. coli has found its way from the Midwest into New York State. Wendy's. You see, that's because they get their lettuce from the same place. They're not smart enough. Okay, we had a problem in the Midwest. Wouldn't you think they'd yank it and all the rest of the Wendy's? No. So Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Kentucky all have cases in each state. The Center for Disease Confusion noted that the number of people sickened in the hundreds now in these six states. Let's see here. They have not officially identified the source, but their illness came after they ate at Wendy's. Okay, so hello. A little, wouldn't you say, duh? That is a strong connection. Anyway, so they don't. It's, you know, they. I always have. If I'm going to a restaurant and I have, let's say, a fish sandwich, I want to have lettuce, tomato, maybe a little onion, and relish. That's what I put. So if they put the lettuce came from this stuff, I normally don't You know me, I'm not a fast fooder. But I'll stop. I love Dairy Queen. For whatever the reason, since I was a kid, I've loved Dairy Queen. The ice cream isn't really ice cream, and I don't much. Once in a while, I have a milkshake with a fish sandwich. And it's all bad for me, but there's something about a Dairy Queen that I just, I can ignore and do without McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King, but I can't do without a Dairy Queen.
Because you're an ice cream man.
That is, I guess that's what it is. So Wendy says it was fully cooperating. What else are they going to do? Not clear if they're going to have other problems. Well, of course they are, but if they're smart, you know, it's E. coli, salmonella, listeria, they cause diarrhea, urinary tract infections, respiratory illnesses, pneumonia. You can die from it. And there's really no treatment for it. You know, you get over it naturally sooner or later.
But it can make you really sick. My cousins had it, and my aunt and uncle, and they were sick for weeks.
Yep.
It was bad.
Yep, right. Exactly. Something we'll talk to Dr. Ken about on our Good Day Health broadcast this week as well. The differences between the three and how you avoid that sort of thing. All right, let's get to the plant world right after this.
Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help. Well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
All right, let's get to some more farm, food, and family news. Plants thriving when there's a lot of water. Okay, that's...
Breaking news.
Yeah, right. Climate change, It's going to affect the production of corn and wheat. So the GMO world says you need our stuff so that your farm won't go out of business. Come on. Countries with the greatest need, you know, this is how they get away with using the stuff, the pesticides, Roundup, and all this other stuff, because they convince people in other countries that we need to have this stuff so we have enough wheat and rice to feed our people. Anyway, don't fall for that foolishness. I guess that's my advice to farmers at 59 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.